Lorna McPherson-Reed is the head of legacy fundraising at RNIB, and I began our conversation by asking Lorna, what is a legacy?
A legacy is simply a gift in your will. It's just another form of giving to charity, and it can be any amount, and every pound is very much appreciated by RNIB. After looking after family and friends, anyone can leave a legacy to their favourite cause.
Legally, how would you do that?
Well, you firstly need to have a will to make it legally binding. And there are many ways to do this. You can do it in a solicitor's office, at home, over the phone. Now you can even make your will online. So to include a legacy to RNIB, you just need to include some simple wording, which we can provide.
But you must have a will first. So why should we all make a will?
It's really, really important. I mean, at the moment, less than 40% of UK adults have a will in place. And many of those who do let them get out of date. Even those of retirement age, a third haven't formally captured their wishes. Many assume they don't need to take the time to do this, including care for dependent children. A third of adults also don't realise that a change in relationship, such as cohabiting with a partner without being married, could have massive knock-on effects if you die before your will is updated.
I suppose it's easy for a will to get out of date, presumably because people's circumstances change.
They do all the time. Children get older, people have new relationships, people die. So you really do need to regularly review your will and check that it is up to date, because that's the only way it's going to be legally binding and your wishes are going to be taken notice of.
Is it expensive to make a will?
It doesn't need to be expensive. You can actually make one for free through RNIB or for around £120 to £250, depending on where you live. Complicated wills, of course, can cost more.
Why are wills so important to RNIB?
Well, for at least 10 years now, they've provided a third of all of our income and half of all our voluntary income. So you can see how really vital they are. Each year we receive around £40 million from kind supporters who have remembered us in their will.
I know that many people are put off making a will for all sorts of reasons, but I wondered, have attitudes changed during the last couple of months due to coronavirus?
Well, will writing is one of those things on people's to-do lists that they never actually get round to doing. But the stark realities of the coronavirus pandemic has led many people to question their mortality, especially those working on the front line. We've seen legal firms across the UK seeing dramatic surges in demand for will writing, as well as life insurance and inheritance tax planning, as people put their affairs in order. So there's never been a better time to actually do this. RNIB has a range of free, accessible and simple will writing services, which due to coronavirus are currently only available online or over the telephone.
So if people need more information, where can they go, Lorna, to find out what to do?
You can visit rnib.org.uk/legacy, where you'll find lots of information on our free will products and our free will guide. Or you can email legacyservices@rnib.org.uk with any questions. Alternatively, you can call RNIB's helpline 0303 123 9999 to speak to one of our friendly team.
Now, I know that coming up in September, there's Remember a Charity in Your Will Week. Can you just tell me a little bit about that?
Well, 60% of our legacy income comes from people that we don't know. We can reach more people through campaigns like Remember a Charity Week, which this year is from the 7th to the 13th of September. Remember a Charity is a consortium of 200 charities who are working together to increase the number of people who leave a gift to charity in their will. Remember a Charity in Your Will Week is one of the major campaigns it runs to get messages out to the public, telling them how important legacies are to charities and encouraging them to take action. This year, we're joining up with the Wombles to help encourage people to consider leaving a gift in their will. As Uncle Bulgari has told us, now more than ever, we need to help each other and the hundreds of charities that do such wonderful work in our communities and boroughs. If you can remember you're a Womble, we hope you can remember a charity this year.
So those people who are writing wills, some are leaving a legacy to RNIB.
They are, and we receive around 1,200 legacies each year, although sadly we've seen a drop over the last 10 years. We desperately, therefore, need to reverse that decline before it starts to have an impact on our income. This could lead to cuts in services in the future, and so we have to ensure that we do as much as we can to raise awareness of this vital income stream.
Now, if somebody wants any information, could you just tell us again, where should they go?
Well, you can visit rnib.org.uk/legacy, or you can email legacyservices@rnib.org.uk with any questions that you have. You can also call RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999 to request a free will guide, or you can arrange contact from one of our experienced team.
That's great, Lorna. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
RNIB Head of Legacy Fundraising, Lorna McPherson-Reed on RNIB Connect Radio.